Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. Shankar Arunimesh, our senior editor, wrote an article titled "Behind BKU Split, Tensions Between Factions Sympathetic to BJP and Tikayats Who Bagged Opposition." I am Amogra Mitra and I bring to you the podcast version of this report. A day after the Naresh and Rakesh Tikayat led Bharatiya Kisan Union split Sunday, politics within the organization has emerged as the main likely cause for the division. The breakaway faction blamed politicization of the parent body and its open support to parties in opposition to the BJP and the Tikayats' dictatorial control for the split. However, sources within the union claim that political aspirations of those in the rebel group and their sympathies for the BJP led to the breakup. Founded in 1987, this is the 11th split in the union, which was one of the main organizations leading the year-long farmers' protest against the now-repealed farm laws brought by the Modi government in 2020. The new group, BKU Arajnaitik or Apolitical, was formed in Lucknow with Rajendra Malik, head of the Gathwala Khap, a group of 84 villagers, as its head. The split coincided with the death anniversary of former BKU president and Naresh and Rakesh Tikayat's father, Mahendra Singh Tikayat, who died in 2011. Rajesh Singh Chauhan, a farmers' leader from Eastern UP who served as vice president of the Tikayat-led body, has been made president of the new group. Dharmendra Malik, the former national media in charge of the BKU who joined the breakaway group as its national spokesperson, alleged, "BKU was an apolitical organization fighting for farmers' rights. It also led the farmers' protest on the three controversial farm laws, but ahead of the assembly elections in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, it took a political character, favouring one party and opposing others." Malik added, "We became part of opposition against the BJP. We sit with Kejriwal. When we go to Bengal, we sided with Mamata Banerjee. In Telangana, we took CM K. Chandrasekhar Rao's side. In UP, we sided with the Samajwadi Party and the RLD. We have openly announced support for opposition parties, those against BJP, which was not good for an organization like BKU. This was the main reason for the split." Rajendra Malik alleged that the BKU had become a pocket organization of the Tikayats controlled by them. Naresh Tikayat was president, his wife is head of the women's wing, his son Gaurav is head of youth wing, brother Rakesh is spokesperson of BKU. What will other leaders do? He said that dictatorial behavior led to the split in the organization. BKU national spokesperson Rakesh Tikayat, however, blamed the BJP for the division in the organization. Tikayat said, "They have seen the power of farmers during the farmers' protest against the three farm laws, and the BJP is trying to divide the farmers' union. In a few days, it will be clear who was behind the split, but always remember, it is the public who made movement, not the leaders." He added, "Our best wishes are with those who work for farmers' interests. We were convincing these leaders to remain united for the cause of the farmers, but I think there was pressure on them. The government have not fulfilled our demand for minimum support price, and now they are trying to weaken farmers' organization." Sources within the BKU also alleged that those in the breakaway group had hoped for assembly tickets in this year's UP and Punjab elections. When that did not happen, disgruntlement led to division in the organization, they said. A BKU leader pleading anonymity said, "Dharmendra Malik, who is the main person behind the split, was hoping to get an assembly ticket from Budhana, UP. He even met Akhilesh Yadav, Samajwadi Party chief, before the election, but there was difference in opinion within the union on contesting elections." The BKU leader added, "The faction led by Malik is unhappy that Tikayats did not push for party tickets for him and a few others." A few other leaders in the union also felt overshadowed by Naresh and Rakesh Tikayat. The BKU is not new to divisions. In 2001, the union's youth wing president Rishipal Ambavata left the BKU and formed another outfit called BKU Ambavata. In 2011, a faction led by former state president Bhanu Pratap Singh separated from the BKU and formed the Bharatiya Kisan Union, BHANU. In 2013, Shivraj Singh, who had been the district president for the BKU in Gautam Budh Nagar, joined the BKU BHANU. He subsequently formed his own outfit, the BKU Lok Shakti in 2017. In 2015, another leader, Harpal Bilari, left the BKU and formed the BKU Asli. Sunday's split is significant, however, since it is likely to weaken the anti-BJP stance taken by the BKU under the Tikaites following the farmers' agitation, which had somewhat impacted the party's performance in parts of UP. The assembly election, which came on the heels of the farmers' agitation, had seen mobilization of Jat voters against the ruling party, even though the farm laws were withdrawn before the elections. The pressure built by the Tikaites on the BJP with demands for MSP, among others, led to a setback for the party in some seats and helped improve the SP's tally. Even the Rashtriya Lok Dal, RLD, which won only one seat in the 2017 UP Assembly elections, won 8 seats in Western UP this year. The new faction is supportive of the BJP, claimed sources in the BKU. A second BKU leader said, even when farmers from across Haryana and UP were united on the repeal of the farm laws, Rajendra Malik, chairman of the new group, was with the BJP and advocating the end of protest. The leader alleged, when Amit Shah met Jat leaders from UP to Delhi in January, he, Malik, was with BJP leader Sanjeev Balyan to support BJP in the Jat belt. He did not even participate in the Muzaffar Nagar rally called by Tikait during the protest and openly supported BJP MLA Umesh Malik before the elections. An alleged attack by agitating farmers on Umesh Malik, they reportedly threw stones at the politician's car last year, added to the rift in BKU, claimed sources. Dharmendra Malik's alleged political sympathies, he had been a member of the Kisan Samriddhi Ayog, formed to boost farmer income during the first Yogi Adityanath government in UP, despite his participation in the agitation against the farm laws, was a factor too, sources said. After Adityanath returned to power in UP, the BJP government in the state wanted to teach the Tikaites a lesson for their open support to the SP before the elections. Rajendra Malik was already their supporter and a little push achieved the desired results, the split, said a third BKU leader. With inputs from Shikha Salaria, thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of the Print AM.